Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, and great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody, and I mean everybody, that's working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. And we're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can go to our website, check it out, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of all the different things we have over there. All right, joining us right now from founderscode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning again to you.
Good morning.
We have 30 Democrats now in the House of Representatives. They're not going to run for office. And when I took a look at the polling numbers in those 30 districts, 26 of them are underwater.
Well, that's it. You know, they don't have the money. And you can't compete without, you know, looking for campaign donations.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people are that angry that, you know, we're looking very hard at who we want out there. And, you know, who hasn't been, who doesn't show up for votes and, you know, I mean, all kinds of things. So be careful how you play the game, because that's what they're finding.
All righty. We have Mel from Saratoga Springs on the phone line. I'm going to go over there and check in with him. Okay, Mel, what's on your mind? Hello, Mel. All right, we did have Mel.
Oh, come back.
All right, he'll call back.
Come back, Mel.
He'll call back. He probably, well, whatever. All right, now, let's just move along here. Hillary Clinton, the gift that keeps on giving. Yeah, she was asked point blank yesterday if she'd spied on Donald Trump, and she just smiled and waved, and in the building she went.
Yeah, she knows better. I mean, she's an expert at this, so she isn't going to talk to reporters. And I think it was a Daily Mail reporter that was confronting her.
All right,
didn't work out.
Now we have Mel back again. Okay, good morning, Mel. What's on your mind?
Oh yes, good morning, Denise. Good morning, Captain. The ramifications of the settlement that. Involves the Sandy Hook incident. There was a settlement that
$73 million.
Mm-hmm. Right, that was awarded to the family. Now, what is the ramifications for the gun manufacturers? Not only them, but what about Ford, Dodge, Chevy? If somebody happens to go out and gets run over by someone who may have been drunk driving or just in an accident anyway, if someone happens to die, mm-hmm. that bring the manufacturer of the automobile into the suit, that could be sued? I mean,
yeah. Yep. Yeah. Well, okay. We'll go ahead.
I'll take your answer.
Yeah, we'll go ahead and answer. We'll go ahead and answer. First of all, things like this set up what's called a legal precedent.
Fascinating, Mel. Thank you for that, because I was thinking about that for the last couple of days. I was driving back yesterday from Orlando. I had to go over there and give a speech.
Hot Rod Alley.
It's kind of God, stupid place. But, yeah. So let's take it a step further, Mel, and to your audience. How about, we've got so many politicians that have immunity from lawsuits.
Yep.
You've got district attorneys and maybe even judges. Obviously, you've got people in the House and the Senate that are immune.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it's criminal.
Right.
Unless it's criminal. So, how about these members of state legislatures, and I'll pick on New York here for Mel,
mm-hmm.
that have these laws, and they have there's no bail, and that they can release, like the DAs, release these habitual criminals, like those that have been arrested 44 times. And they end up killing yet another person.
Mm-hmm.
So, kind of in the same vein, are they not an accessory to murder? Kind of in the same discussion. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
If they're really going after the gun manufacturers, what's the difference in really how the law is applied? So. Yeah, be careful, I would say, what you wish for, because it's really kind of the same condition. So hat tip for Mel for some critical thinking there. Good job.
Yeah, and to be continued, but like I say, it sets up a legal precedent, and mm-hmm. we'll see if it stands or not, because I'm sure they're going to appeal that.
Well, yeah, exactly, but... There's standing, so be careful.
Mm-hmm. All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Lots on the table this morning to talk about here. And when we come back, we're going to try to sort some things out, so don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren. I will take it right away. And by the way, my conversation with Denise Simon is being brought to you by Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and they've been saving people money for 85 years, and they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office or the Geico website can help you find coverage for almost everything you own. They offer coverage for the car or the truck that you're driving right now, and also if you have a motorcycle, an ATV, a boat, or an RV, they'll cover that too. And remember, where you really save the money is when you bundle. When you bundle your homeowners and your, if you have an apartment, your apartment, renter's insurance, or if you have a condo, your condo insurance with your car insurance, you will save money. That's Geico, GEICO.com. All right, back to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We have Laredo, our truck driver friend up there in Georgia, on the line. Okay, Mr. Laredo, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to say good morning, Ms. Denise. Good morning, Captain.
Good morning.
I just want to say that I certainly agree with everything Ms. Denise was saying about charging these people who are releasing all these people for murder and all this.
Right.
Look at the guy that ran through that parade with the car and killed those people.
Yeah.
Just been arrested and everything else.
Uh-huh.
He was arrested for and they turned him loose.
Mm-hmm.
For all the guns I've ever had, I've never had a gun shoot anybody. Just never jumped up off the table and just went shooting.
Yeah.
So why
right.
don't they convict the people who are committing these crimes? And Ms. Denise was absolutely correct when she said they need to charge these people who are releasing these people when they are arrested for these crimes.
You bet. You bet. You are right.
They need it. If they would do their jobs, the guns wouldn't be a problem.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
God bless y'all. Y'all have a wonderful day.
Thank you, my friend Laredo. Thank you very much. Okay, and we appreciate him. He's up there in... Yep, he's up here in Georgia. All right, now we've got Elliot on the line, so we'll take him real quick. Okay, good morning, Elliot. What's on your mind?
Yes, good morning, Captain, and good morning to Denise. Hey, Denise, I want to run this by you right quick, see what you think. Now, on yesterday morning, on Tuesday morning show, Hugh Hewitt invited a Republican on his show. Both men endorsed Lisa Murkowski, Senator of Alaska, for re-election. Now, Hewitt and his guests were interested in talking about Alaska being the world seafood king. Alaska is twice the size of California. Why Russia don't buy seafood from the United States, America? These are the Republican turncoats that voted for Trump to be investigated, and we should know this. Mitt Romney, Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Ben Sasse, Richard Burr, Bill Cassidy, Pat Toomey, and Adam Kinzinger. Mm-hmm. Now, America, we do not need the headaches from these unloyal idiots. I stand behind Mr. Trump 110% loyalty. He knows unloyalty leads to leaks and corruption. On all conservative banners, the word loyalty should prevail on every conservative banner. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, that leads me to Ronald Reagan's 13th commandment, remember?
You don't eat your own?
Yep. You don't criticize your own and your own party.
Well, but in this case, we have a reason to. I mean, for nothing else, look at Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, I would say this. Shame on Alaska. Mm-hmm. That we have to deal with, you know, Lisa Murkowski.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, you know, Susan Collins. So, if nobody else runs, what are we supposed to do?
Mm-hmm. All right, we've got one more caller. So let's
put him in an education camp.
Okay, we got one more caller. Let's see what this is. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Gavin, it's James in Clearwater.
Okay, what's up?
I would like to mention the fact that this Remington thing might not be precedent in as much as they were in bankruptcy. And when you're in bankruptcy, you don't get to really pick and choose whatever exactly happens to all your assets and whatnot. I'm thinking that there may be some big-time manipulation going on there, and this might be a one-off because of it.
You're right, because when they go bankrupt, all bets are off. But go ahead.
The other thing is, Denise, how long can Ukraine hold out before they have to botch it in these economically?
All right. Thank you, James.
How long can Ukraine hold out? Well, therein lies a question that I just don't have a good crystal ball to be able to answer. But I will say this. Putin's not stupid. He knows what the consequences will be. He knows what the isolation across the globe will be. He knows all of those things. Is he willing to take that risk? And the Biden administration's put out all these threats, and I don't know the extent of the consequences that they're offering up. They're saying it'll be the punishment worse than any war. I don't know that I can really answer that, but here's the other thing. If Putin decides that he's going to cut and run and he does not invade, I will tell you that he will go for a coup. He will do everything he can to infect the Zelensky government. Oh, he'll continue to hack. He'll bring the country to its knees, and he can... without a war. Now, understand, yesterday Ukraine was hacked. It was the Ministry of Defense and two of their largest banks.
Right.
So that's just, I think they've recovered. I do not know that they were able to bring those systems back up again. But there were 10 websites or 10 systems that were struck by a major hack. The other thing is, we can be hacked.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And therein lies, you know, Senator Rubio put this out there, I think, on Monday. You know, don't get caught up in what could happen in ground operations between Russia and Ukraine and Belarus and even Moldova. But we could gotta keep your head on a swivel, as they say, because they could knock out our satellite with GPS, which would take down our banking system ourselves. They could go for another colonial pipeline. And even Biden said yesterday that they think that gasoline will go up dramatically. And so they're playing with the idea of eliminating the federal tax on gasoline at the pump. That's a gimmick. So there are lots of things in play here, ladies and gentlemen. And I would just say hold on, because the next week or so is going to be, I think, quite the ride.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. Now, we also have a situation here where Biden's energy secretary is in hot water, Ms. Grantham, who was the governor before Whitmer was in there, after an independent watchdog sounded the alarm on her stock trading, which supposedly she wasn't doing anymore.
I saw that, so I really can't comment, but I have it up on my radar screen here to read through, so I don't really want to comment until I do a little more digging. But this is not the first report about her in doing this. So I think that where there's smoke, there is definitely fire, and she's been a snake in the grass for a very, very long time. So I'll just leave it at that.
Why would Jen Psaki go out of her way to try to back, or I'm sorry, to try to blame Donald Trump for the out-of-control crime wave we have going on in America right now? He didn't have anything to do with that.
Does anybody believe her? I mean, look what Trump was trying to do to bring the state of Washington and Oregon under control. That didn't work out. You know, even Minneapolis, remember he wanted to send in the feds and send in the marshals and whatever, and, you know, they weren't going to, even Chicago, you know, I'll send in whoever needs, and they're like, no, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
So, anybody believe her? I don't.
Now, here's a good one for you. Yesterday, we found out that Texas actually got permission from the federal government to take the abandoned border wall material and use it to build the border wall that they're going to build, and they are buying it from the federal government for so many cents on the dollar.
Interesting. I had not seen that since I was gone almost all day yesterday.
Yeah, I know. Well, you can check that out, and we'll double-check that tomorrow. Okay, have yourself a great day, and I will talk to you later. All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com. Go over there. Check out all the great stuff that she writes about.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
U.S.
USA Radio News.
Some members of the GOP are vowing to investigate Hillary Clinton if the Republican Party gains control in this year's midterm elections. Representative Dan Bishop of North Carolina, who will be on the House Judiciary Committee next year, spoke to Newsmax on Tuesday.
Everything the president said about being spied on, his intuition was exactly right. This is the worst scandal in American, political scandal in American history. It makes Watergate look like nothing. And, you know, to your question about whether people will see consequences, we are going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to send the subpoenas. We're going to find out the full extent of what has happened.
Ukraine has experienced recent cyber attacks. On Tuesday, Ukraine's private bank, the country's Ministry of Defense and Armed Forces, and a separate bank were victimized. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Buddy, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain
now, Matt Bruce. It's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news. Brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. Don't forget, National Aviation Academy has two campuses where you can learn to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. We'll tell you where they're at right after they get a chance to tell you about themselves right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses where they will train you to become a certified aviation maintenance technician. The first one I'm going to tell you about is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa on this side of Tampa Bay. They're in Clearwater on the other side of Tampa Bay. Now, the second one is in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. But in either case, you should call them up. I'll give you the number here in a second. And asked to take the tour. of one of their campuses. Now, you can check them out online by going to NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. And ask to take the tour. Now, their phone number is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Again, call them up, ask to take the tour, and then take the tour at one of these two campuses that they have, either the one in Concord, Mass., or the other one in Clearwater, Florida. Now, the president has been talking tough, and this is the latest from the president about the possible Russian attack on the Ukraine by saying that it is still possible it could happen.
Updating the American people on the Ukraine crisis, the president spoke hours after Russia announced that some military units along the border were returning to their bases.
That would be good. But we have not yet verified that.
Mr. Biden pledged that he will give diplomacy every chance to succeed, even as he warned Russia of the swift and severe response the U.S. and its NATO allies are prepared to deliver if there is an attack. Greg Clugston, the White House.
Now, that would have been good news had it been true that they were actually removing some 10,000 of their troops and sending them back to their home base. That is not what Russia did yesterday. Russia took those 10,000 troops and repositioned them. Gave them a different firing angle, if you will, on the Ukraine. That's what they did. So we still are in the same pickle that we were in yesterday, Monday, last week, whatever. So nothing has changed. So don't think that anything has. Now, Americans are tired of war. And polls are showing that they certainly don't want one in the Ukraine. 49% of the general population says that they do not favor the U.S. going to war with Russia, even if it invades the Ukraine. Only 9% strongly favor U.S. military involvement to counter Russia, while 15% somewhat favor it, and a little bit more than a quarter of the respondents were just not sure if the United States should go to war at all. Now, the opposition to conflict came in at about 44%, with 46% for independence and for the Democrats, which were responsible, so say the Republicans, were responsible for these latest numbers. Now, the Republicans are polling at 57% in terms of whether or not they support what's going on in the Ukraine. And it's the strongest opposition to military engagement over the Ukraine now comes from the individuals who are in the military, too, and some of the trainees that are teaching these young men and women how to operate these ships. And I might also add that what's going on right now is you have a lot of training going on with these vessels as we speak. And we'll see where all of that goes over the next few days. We may or we may not have extra time, hard to say, over everything that's transpiring right now. Now, according to the Arizona Republic, veteran homelessness increased in Arizona in 2021, but decreased across most parts of the country. And I don't know if you heard this or not, but the United States Embassy to Kiev was closing amidst the threat of a Russian invasion. In addition, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is going to visit troops in Eastern Europe as the clock is ticking on what's going to be done in the Ukraine. No one knows. And Putin isn't saying a word. Now, Russia says some forces are being maneuvered. They haven't left the area, but they're being maneuvered around, and we could see that yesterday with what we saw. And let's not forget that Taiwan says that a Chinese plane flew extremely close to one of the remote islands right there at Taiwan. That's another problem that's going on right now. Don't know how they're going to deal with it, but they have to. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. They have to deal with this. So, there you go. Now, today, Wednesday, we're going to have Colonel Kevin Wright on, coming on at 5 o'clock. And I'm going to ask him to stick around as we talk about what's going on in the Middle East. He was a military professor at a college. It's one of the things that he did. Taught ROTC and also trained the cadets. All good stuff. I did that too for a short time myself when I was coming back and forth and whatnot. They used to do that with a lot of the people that were TDY, as they called it. All right, I'm looking at this. Okay, here's Fred again, Fort Lauderdale. Let's see. Fred likes to send us messages. I think it's tomorrow when Hillary addresses the New York Democratic Convention. Yes, it is, Fred. You are right. Thanks for bringing that up. It is indeed tomorrow when she addresses the Democratic Convention. I have no idea what she's going to say. I'm sure it'll be interesting in one way or another. But life goes on, and so does Hillary. Lives to fight another day, doesn't she? Lives to fight another day. All right, and I'm looking at something here. Joe Manchin has slammed the door on this. I see what it is. They were supposed to have a vote, and they don't have the vote, the numbers, to be able to pass this legislation that they want. Again, all has to do with COVID. It has to do with money. It has to do with giving more money to people. But we'll check on all that as we wait on Chris Markowski. Again, got a lot of stuff to talk about with him today, too, I'll tell you. It's one of those days where there's no shortage of things to talk about. And we will be right back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So don't go anywhere. And I shall return.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, thank you very much, Kathy, and we appreciate you doing that for us in this portion of the program. My conversation with Chris Markowski, as always, is brought to you by Moss Acura. Now, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. Now, the power train and technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has had a complete refresh that's made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, the MDX has a more rigid body, double wishbone suspension, and a 345-horsepower engine, plus some amazing creature comforts, too, like the quilted leather seats, front seat massagers, and, oh, yeah, heated seats. Comes in handy when it's 40 degrees outside, like it has been a couple of mornings. Now, it's great and fantastic, too. Now, Moss Acura also offers home and office pickup and delivery. Their lease programs are some of the industry's best, and your Moss Acura comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for life. Don't forget, they honor those who have served our country with the You Serve, You Save program for active duty military, veterans, and first responders, too. Now, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next store to Nissan, and you can find them online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Now, they're only about 30 miles north of St. Pete and about 25 miles north of downtown Tampa, 25 minutes, rather, north of downtown Tampa. Check them out. And I'm sure you'll be glad you did. Okay, the Watchdog on Wall Street is with us, Chris Markowski. Hello, Mr. Watchdog.
Oh, good morning.
I'll tell you what, we're not going to get rid of Bidenflation anytime soon, and that's what they're calling it. Now, my buddies in the trucking business have got plenty of problems as it is. Certainly, the parts of truck parts and labor have set the prices of trucks through the roof, through the roof. Now, a used truck right now is worth 30% more than what it was, and so aren't the parts.
Yeah, that's obviously a major issue. I mean, well, it's not just, you know, your trucks. That's obviously highly important to keeping the country going, but, it's, you know, used cars as well. I mean, are up 40% over the course of the year. It's something I've never heard of in my entire lifetime.
No.
You know, the trucking industry and the ability to actually fix these pieces of equipment, it's very important. You know, what's interesting as well is that actually many of the heavy machinery, not just trucking, but farming equipment, basically they've designed some of their equipment where it can only be repaired by the actual company itself.
That's correct.
More difficult. So that makes some of the older vehicles more expensive because they're more desirable, because you have more options in the older vehicles and farming equipment to get it, tractors, whatnot, to get it fixed with whomever you want. The newer ones, you do not. They're almost designing them almost like Apple phones to some degree. Let it, you know, you get a Caterpillar, you know, tractor, you got to have a Caterpillar technician actually fix it.
Yeah, and I'll give you another one. There's a shortage of trailers, which is complicating efforts by the Biden administration and business leaders to unsnarl the supply chains. If you don't have enough trailers to store the stuff and then haul the stuff, you're in trouble.
What do you mean by trailers? Is that the container sits on? Matt, is that what you're talking about?
It's the trailer you tow behind the truck.
Yeah, the container sits on that.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
There's a shortage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Again, you know, these are things that one would think we would be all taken care of. Why is there a shortage of this? Why all of a sudden?
I don't know. I guess because everything is full. They got such a supply inventory with trailers loaded sitting all over the freaking place that they don't have any more to do what they need to do. And I mean, they're having to wait to unload a trailer in Timbuktu to get another trailer to haul to Kiwana or whatever, you know.
Was, you know, I didn't know if it was due to attrition and the fact that they're breaking down and they can't be repaired. Or
well, some of these storage trailers, Chris, you got to remember, they're taken off the road because they're not roadworthy.
Well, yeah, I'm sure they're getting beat up pretty good. I mean, I live in the land of potholes here on Long Island. Here, it's amazing to me that, you know, it's funny they're thinking about doing a. I mean, again, it's a gimmick. It's stupid. A gas tax holiday to try to help people in regards to fuel, while, you know, roads are an absolute disaster.
Well, look, gas is up $1 this year alone. $1 this year alone. It was $1.87 in Florida in 2020 on Election Day. $1.87. Yesterday, $3.49.
I don't know why people are surprised. I really don't.
I'm not. I'm not. We talked about this. You vote for these guys, this is what you're going to get.
Yeah. I mean, I agree. You know, you get the government you deserve, and this is obviously what we deserve at this point in time because of the decisions that we make.
Yeah, and I hate to even say something like that, but, you know, and what you're saying is absolutely true, but I hate to say something like that because it hurts so many people in so many different ways.
I know it does. I know it does. But again, we have to make better choices, and it's across the board. It's not just, you know, voting in Republicans. It's what type of, you know, conservatives that you're putting into positions.
They need to vet the candidates, Chris.
Yeah, we don't have it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the way the entire party structure is done and how you got to basically become a lifetime politician to get any on your entire life.
Now,
wait
till you hear this. Tesla's got a lot of problems as it is, but here's another one. South Korea is weighing a penalty against Tesla for exaggerating the mileage that they've been putting on their vehicles.
That's interesting. You know, I never buy into the mileage that they give anyway. I've seen various different studies. Actually, Wall Street Journal did one a year or so ago in different areas of the country, people with electric cars. And, you know, it also depends on how much juice you're using in the car. You got the air conditioner running, you got the heater running and whatnot. All of that stuff matters to the mileage that you're going to get. It's not a set thing. So, yeah, I mean, I don't trust what they're saying either. So, yeah, I go right along with that.
Yeah, and then here's something that's interesting. I don't know if you picked up on this yesterday, but Texas has now gotten permission from the federal government to buy pieces and parts of the abandoned border wall for so many pennies on the dollar, and they're going to use it to build the border wall in Texas.
That's smart. It's obviously using your head a little bit and obviously putting it to some sort of use. I'm still not a big believer that the border wall is going to really do much of anything based upon the way we're handling things now. I mean, we're arresting people and we're just letting them go. Border Patrol is, vet some of these people and they know that they're criminals and they let them go.
Yeah.
I'm actually for, it's a great conversation to have. I forget the lady's name. She's a Republican representative for the state of Florida. At this point in time, I'm being serious. We need to head in the direction. I like her 15-year plan that she's put together. People are calling it amnesty. Certain Republicans are calling it amnesty. It's not. Takes 15 years to become a citizen. You cannot accept any government handouts and giveaways. You must learn the language. You must take civics classes. You got to pay a $10,000 fine. Mm-hmm. And do all the right thing. In 15 years, you can become a citizen. I don't have any problem with that. I really don't. I think that that's a step in the right direction. And I think it, solve a lot of the problem. You give all these people work permits. Again, that would help as well in regards to all of the illegal workers out there. Mm-hmm. They also put in E-Verify and forcing business owners to actually hire people that have green cards that are supposed to work in the country. I think we've got to come up with some sort of alternative solution because, what we're doing right now, just quite frankly, is not working.
Now, the IRS chief of the director, commissioner, Chuck Kettig, said yesterday, we face enormous challenges for the 2022 tax filing system.
They're behind 35 million plus returns from last year. Mm-hmm. They don't have the people to keep up with it. Most people don't even understand that the IRS uses a computer software mm-hmm. called COBOL. It's from the late 1950s, 1960s. Their systems are antiquated. They change tax rules every year. Now you got to account for the child tax credit and stimulus payments and all this stuff. They can't keep up with all of the BS. It's not possible.
Yeah, I got you. I agree with you. And by the way, have you heard about A-Rod, what he's up to?
What's he thinking about buying now? I forget.
Trump's Washington Hotel. He's in a group that wants to buy Trump's Washington Hotel.
Well, have fun with that.
All right, Chris. Well, you take care. We'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Have a good one.
All right, folks. We'll be back with more. Don't go anywhere. Retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright will be with us. Yeah, we're going to talk about Russia. See if we can figure something out here.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
What
kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.